Let's go and have a chat with Chris Waller. Appreciate his time early in the morning. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, everybody.
How did you wake up this morning, mate? Did you sleep much last night?
Yeah, had a good sleep. Everything's just gone to plan. That makes everybody's job a lot easier. And Winx is a little bit different. She's not a horse we worry about track conditions and even barrier draws, really. So just about safety, making sure that you get a little bit of luck in racing, which you always need. But horse is ready to go, and just so proud of the way that the build-up's gone so far. And it's a lot of days all coming together to one. Today being the grand final, who knows if she'll run again after today. This preparation will make that decision well after today. But everything's been geared up towards today's run.
Chris, talking to Peter Tighe particularly a couple of times this week, one of the lucky owners of Winx, he was simply blown away back on Tuesday at Breakfast with the Best, just how many people turned up quite early, and they were there in the members' car park by 6 o'clock just to watch her gallop and see her in the stables. Were you the same?
Yeah, very much so. And I remember back to last year and when we were saddling the horse and the lead up to saddling her, there was just constant flow of people, I guess you would say 10 deep around her stall, and they're just in awe of her. She's like, yes, it's something that people want to witness, and it's all about her. They don't need to touch her. They just want to see her, and I guess say that they've seen her, and it's quite a pretty humbling experience for us in our industry.
Yeah, look, Peter's told us one story that he met a family from WA who had flown over to watch a gallop on Tuesday because they didn't think they're going to be there today, but they brought their young kids over that their kids wanted to see Winx.
Yeah, so obviously she's a great horse, as Black Caviar has been recently, and the Maccabi Divas, and to be able to showcase our sport and not just look back and say, gee, that horse was a good horse, if you can live for the moment. I think it's a big thing in any sport. That's what gets people to the races. That's what keeps people or gets more people into the industry. And we've got a pretty good sport, and we've got to remember, enjoy it as it happens.
Exactly. Barrier draw, it was sort of everyone had their choice, and when it was your turn, you came up with barrier six. I think Hugh Bowman doesn't mind it there, thinking that he can just simply ride her.
Yeah, we're just looking any race. You need a lot of luck to win. She's a little bit different. She's got so much class and got that extra gear, but you just don't want to getting hemmed up or things to go wrong. And ideally, she's sort of out in clear running from the 1,000 meter mark with Hugh got his foot on the accelerator, ready to go when he wants to go, rather than being dictated to. And as I briefly touched on, when everything's going so well in the preparation, you tend to look for little things, barrier draws. But look, she's overcome so many things over the past few years, and let's hope today's another great story and part of her life.
It is. Let's hope so. The Moonee Valley Amphitheatre is just a spectacular one on a day like today, and everyone will want to be a part of the show. Can I ask you, Chris, what has she done this morning?
She went for a very quiet trot and canter over a short distance, just around one of the small tracks here at Flemington. Just had a sand roll that is always a good sign to see how a horse is. And she had a roll on both sides, which is meaning that their back's good and they're feeling well. And first thing you look at is their temperature. Temperature's been fine all prep. Ate her food last night and every box is ticked, Andrew.
Yeah, bring it on. Mate, I won't hold you up, and I appreciate you coming on early, and thank you for texting me to get you on. For our listeners and viewers, anything else at the Valley? We're looking forward to seeing who shot the Barman and Libran, just from a Melbourne Cup point of view.
Yeah, look, you can't expect anything from them, but I'm sure they'll run well. But they sort of need to step up to be Melbourne Cup horses. But look, they're going to be competitive today. And anything beyond that would be a bonus.
Invincibella and Religify, maybe two others?
Yeah, and French Emotion's in there against Vince Bella. She's up the top of the weights, but gee, I think she's paying good money, French Emotion. She's got the class over Invincibella, and Invincibella's got the winning form, but certainly don't forget French Emotion. And yeah, we've got Religify and Antonio Giuseppe. Religify went enormous first up, and Antonio Giuseppe, we're just dropping him back in distance, wide draw. It's going to be hard for him to win.
And is there anything, I'm not going to go through them anywhere in Sydney, mate, but have you got anyone in Sydney that you'd like, given the tracks are soft seven and improving, Chris?
Yeah, that's great to hear about the track. That's music to my ears. And yeah, we scratched Sparky Ladder the first. He's got a deal to Hong Kong pending, which is a shame for, because he's a really promising horse, but let's see how that works out. Race two, we've got three good chances. It's hard to split them. Maybe go for I'm Serious. She's an up-and-coming horse that we've been entrusted to train by Bob here, and I think she's got a bit of potential to continue improving. So I like those horses coming through the grades to tip, because, you know, they got upside, whereas Dagny and Awoke, what you see is what you get. There's not a lot of change there. Wayinka in race five, if the track is continuing to improve, well, then he'll run well. And High Mist was obviously a good winner last start. Race six, we've got Zumbelina there. Again, big watch on the weather or the track. If it got back to a six or a five, or there's better parts of the track, then she's a great chance. Otherwise, forget her. The staying race, can't really separate one there. Melmas has got Melbourne form. Lead choreographer's ready for 2,000. And then the last, Jaminza, I think, can turn his form around. Forget his run last start. Valadero's probably needs to improve, and Black on Gold, if the track's good enough, will run well.
You did it yourself.
Yeah, I do it enough times through the week, so I've got a pretty good idea what's happening.
All right, mate. Well, look, good luck. There'll be people, so many people at Randwick today, all around Australia, that will be tuning in, mate. I hope you get the time just to enjoy the day. It'll be a day where everyone will want a slice of Chris Waller and the whole Winx team. Good luck, mate. I hope it really unfolds for you.
Thanks to everybody. And it's just been an amazing ride and made by the people that follow the sport. It's great.
Thanks a lot, mate. Thanks for your time.